There you go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. And we've got Larry on his phone, I think, down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart. Yep, on my phone. That's always a good thing.
Well, a lot to talk about. I want to begin with, I guess you could call it cosmic stuff. And the reason is that, you know, we got COVID-19, we've got World War III and all those things. But what is really starting to appear, to come upon the face of the earth, is global civilization killing. Not that World War III probably wouldn't do that as well, but there's prophecies that are of old that are now beginning to come to pass. Larry, you know, break in anywhere you want on this as we go through some of this. Okay, this is from the Hopi, and this is Dr. Paul LaViolette, and he wrote a book, Earth Under Fire, many, many years ago. Nobody quotes from him. And they steal everything he's done, basically, and claim it for their own. And this is typical of what people do. Guy's a genius. Anyway, according to a legend told by Hopi Indians, present world civilization is not the first to populate the earth. Before this one, there were other worlds, each terminated by a global catastrophe. They call the present world cycle the fourth world and claim that it too, like the other before it, will one day come to an end. They say that this ending will be heralded by the appearance of the blue star spirit. Since the cores of distant exploding galaxies are observed to have a bright blue star-like appearance, it is reasonable to expect that the core of our own galaxy would have a similar appearance during an explosive phase. So the legendary appearance of the blue star could be referring to the explosion of our galaxy's core. Because a synchrotron radiation from such a high-velocity electron shined forward in a very narrow cone, the light would have appeared to ancient observers like a bright blue-white star about 1,000 times brighter than the brightest star in the night sky, as from Dr. Paul LaViolette from his book. Within minutes after the appearance of the blue star, superwave cosmic rays would have begun impacting the solar system's heliosphere magnetic sheath, as well as the bow-shaped front that surrounds and shields it on the upwind side facing galactic center. And this is kind of interesting. The planets altered their courses. The sky sank lower towards the north. Sun, moon, and stars changed their motions. The earth fell to pieces, and the waters in its bosom, the deeps, rushed upwards with great violence that overflowed the earth. There's an ancient Chinese account. Heaven's pillars broke, and the bonds with earth were ruptured. And I want to stop there a little bit because the pillars, I believe, are...
Hey, Stuart.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention real quick there that something I noted today, and Dutch Sense had recently warned about a 7 to 10 day window that would have some incredibly deep earthquakes occur, and that happened this morning, actually, had a 7.0, and the depth was over 600 miles, I believe it was. And guess what? Yeah, the other day I made, you know, I make sun tea, and I set it out in the sun in the evening. And today I went out there to set out my sun tea in the sun. There was no sun there anymore. Something overnight almost has moved the planet to where the sun doesn't strike my front porch like it used to, just overnight.
Yeah, these are these Isaiah 24. This is the wobble. People don't really believe it, but if you pay attention to where, and housewives all over have mentioned that, they know where the sun shines in a window at a certain time of the year, and they know how it adjusts and moves north and south. But and that's been going on now for a long time. And even the Hope, not the Hopi, but the Inuit elders way up north in the polar region said everything had changed. And this is that wobble that Isaiah says just precedes the unsticking of the crust from the core. And you go into a polar shift where Isaiah says the world turns upside down, wobbles back and forth, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, it says the pillars, this is what it may be, the pillars appear to be sticking points that uphold the crust of the earth. If they become unstuck or they break loose from the crust, therefore you have a crustal shift. Isaiah 24 and ancient legends from around the world would testify of this. Heaven loomed over the northwest. Hence, the sun, moon, and stars and planets were shifted. The earth is jolted by both cosmic and then gravity waves. Inasmuch as gravity affects time and space, it may be possible when Jesus returns that it will coincide with a cosmic wave, a plasma wave. So could that be possibly the sign of the Son of Man when the blue star shines? Because according to Paul the Violet, all hell breaks loose after that you see that blue star shining in the heavens. And it really does some bad damage, let's word it that way. And you can, I have a documentary up. It's called Blue Star Shining, Mega Earth Two, I think it is, Changes Two, Blue Star Shining. And it's free on Angel Fall 923 if people want to go there and visit. Anyway, the Hopis say everything changes during the purification wave events. Actually, Daniel's 70th week. Magnetic poles are shifting rapidly. The magnetic poles are dividing, just as the Bolt bots predicted they would. This is interesting because this was issued way back in 2014. One of, if not the largest, terror entity cautions is within a set that is headed by fractured poles. This is a referring to a fracturing of the Earth magnetic poles such that we have, albeit temporarily, several North Poles. It does not appear that the South Pole will fracture, although it may be so reduced as to nearly invisible. There are several new supporting sets for the polar chaos, subsets that would seem to indicate that we could have as many as 20 different poles. And the reason that's important is because NASA is now tracking a vast growing anomaly in the Earth magnetic field. And the South Atlantic anomaly is actually breaking into two parts. Well, those will break again into two more parts, and then two more parts, et cetera, et cetera. If you couple all these reports of anomalous solar activity due to deep solar minimum, couple that with Ed Dames's kill shot, a series of apparently anomalous and strong CMEs, you have a total catastrophe in the making. So, anyway, cosmic radiation, which is increasing, and I'll get to that article. Cosmic radiation changes DNA and causes mutations. And this is why the New Age people, such as the Belgian prophet, said that a cosmic wave of fire would sweep through and the people not ready for the next evolutionary leap would vanish. And those left behind will ascend in the next evolutionary DNA change to godhood status. It is a strong delusion. Another indication that the rapture of the church occurs closely at the same time as the cosmic plasma event. Probably maybe even be the rapture event, because he's saying that when this wave comes through, we've talked about this, that people vanish, and I'll get to that. Researchers are now predicting a surge of cosmic rays. Now, folks, they know already that the center core of the galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, has become active. We have photographs of the activity emanating from there, which means that if we're seeing the light already, the cosmic rays and the gravitational waves are not far behind. Larry, do you remember who was it that gave an interview that said they already had seen these cosmic waves rippling through, not hitting us yet? Well, we've had the preliminaries. We've had four or five preliminary waves go through here. But this was one where evidently they'd taken the TR-3Bs and gone towards the center of the galaxy. Now, I know a lot of people are going to roll their eyes at this one. But remember that? And they said they thought it would be here by 2020, somewhere in there.
I remember that, but I can't remember who that was. But they said that NASA was involved in some of that, too.
Yes. So,
and it also tied in, Stuart, with the gravity waves that they began to talk about. And they actually built technology to actually spot incoming gravity waves and also the effects that they would have. So this technology has been built suddenly in the last, I think, couple of years. And all these waves that we were warned about a long time ago, they've already been preparing for them.
Yeah. Folks, there's a reason why you spend billions of dollars, probably trillions, digging deep underground cities and caves. And, people laugh at that and they say, that's not true. There are no such things. We have truckers who have videotaped hundreds upon hundreds of miles of these underground tunnels that evidently don't exist in some people's minds. Well, they do exist, and trucker after trucker after trucker who has come back and revealed it says not only do they exist, they are long thousands of miles. And not only do they have these caves where you can drive with a truck or a car, they also have these high-speed magnetic cars, or whatever you want to call them, trains, I guess would be a better word, that travel roughly 1,200 to 1,500 miles per hour. It's all underground. In fact, Larry, didn't we read something, or somebody did, about it would take Trump 45 minutes to get to where he was supposed to go? What was that about?
That,
you remember that?
Well, that was a special interview between Ben Danoon of Israeli News Live and John Moore in Missouri, and that dovetails into some stuff that's really, really serious that could be on the horizon. But the information was that Trump can leave Washington, D.C., on this available technology, if you want to call it that, and in 45 minutes be in Colorado.
Yeah, they can go awfully fast. I guess it's an incredible, and most people, of course, don't believe any of this stuff. Even when you show them the videos, they just cannot comprehend that we have stuff like that going on, and it's going on all over the world. I am sure these underground tunnels are probably so deep that who knows where the connections are and how many countries are connected. Remember Psalm 2, the kings and the rulers of the earth. They're all together in a lot of this stuff. Anyway, during the next solar cycle, we could see cosmic rays increase by as much as 75%. And this will limit the amount of time astronauts can work safely in interplanetary space. Cosmic rays are the bane of astronauts. They come from deep space, energetic particles hurled in all directions by supernova explosions and other violent events. Now, back in the 1900s, astronauts could travel through space for as much as 1,000 days before they hit the NASA radiation safety limits. That's not true anymore. According to the new research, cosmic rays hit limit trips to as little as 290 days. So this is kind of interesting that it's going that fast, and they say you got to blame the sun. The sun's magnetic field wraps the entire solar system in a protective bubble, normally shielding us from cosmic rays. In recent decades, however, that shield has weakened, resulting in a sputtering solar cycle. And what they're talking about is the solar wind is all but collapsed, and that bubble is collapsing inward. And as it does, we get more and more radiation. And it has tremendous effects on people's emotions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Just so that you know. Now, this is interesting, Larry, because I go monitor Flight Radar 24, which shows you where all the world air traffic is. It actually, if you sit there and watch, you can see the aircraft moving as they cruise along. It gives their altitude, gives the type of equipment it is, flight number, all of that on Flight Radar 24. Now, what's interesting is there used to be a lot of polar flight because it cuts time way down. Not anymore. You can go on there and you won't see hardly any polar activity at all of any of the flights. So this is something that people are not being told about, that the radiation levels are building rapidly and the UV ratings are extremely high. And now they claim, at least I've gotten some reports, that UVC is hitting the ground. And, of course, I think it was Stan Dale, that said that the sun, he thought, possibly could be changing fuels. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I do remember. Yeah, years ago, he was back then even claiming that the fuel that the sun was burning was running out and you know, that the sun would literally change fuels, switch to another fuel, but also he indicated that during that changeover, there would probably be a few days of darkness as the sun went through this cycle of change to move to another fuel source.
Yeah, that might be that Roman Catholic prophecy of 3 days of total darkness. And if I remember right, he said, do not go outside during that time because all the nasty cosmic radiation is hitting the earth. So now we have these huge cosmosphere. And when you have an anti-gravity engine, now I know a lot of people don't even believe in that. I've seen them with my own eyes. I know these cosmospheres, these huge ships. I think they're freighters myself. We have bases on the moon. We have bases on Mars. And who knows where else we have bases. And because of these anti-gravity engines that they have, they allow for us to build huge cosmospheres. I mean, when I say huge, miles long, if they need to. And they are built to protect. They have severe radiation storms, of course. But because they can build these huge ships, they can build in safe rooms. if they run into severe radiation. But however, what's coming is it's coming down to the surface, which is what Major Ed Dame said when he talked about his kill shots, that CMEs were going to impact the Earth so strongly it would pound all the way down to the surface and would kill literally millions of people when it occurs. He wavered from that. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, as you were talking about that, I just thought I'd bring up a subject we haven't really talked about in some time, but remember Gary Vey in the book,
yes,
Evil Fire Made to Burn? And he said ancient sites all over the world had writing warning about evil fire coming down to the earth, and evil fire would be coming. So it was almost prophetic what he was saying. It was at petroglyphs, but it was prophetic at the same time.
Yes. Getting into the petroglyphs, a lot of the drawings, folks, are not aliens. Those little stick men with their little funny heads, et cetera, those are actually plasma events. And we are running into an area of, let me read this one. Our solar system is now traversing a region of the cosmos where a constellation that was once destroyed, this is that Bulgarian prophet, left its mark and its dust. This would be space debris. Mike from around the world has been talking about space debris. Well, we're having more and more, I guess you could call them meteors. They just had one in China, huge bright flash. Anyway, this crossing of a contaminated space is a source of poisoning, not only for the inhabitants of the Earth, but all the inhabitants of the other planets of our galaxy. So this is a huge wave. The whole galaxy is moving through, according to him. I'm not asking anybody to believe it, but it does seem to be a period of more intense radiation, magnetism, electrical discharges. A lot of people are complaining about static electricity. And that it's another zone of problems that we're going to have. Anyway, he says the Earth is now following an ascending movement, and everyone should force themselves to harmonize with the currents of the ascension. Now, this is all New Age, garbledygook. Jesus Christ told you to go to the lowest realm. That's a descent, not an ascent. So anyway, those who refuse to subjugate themselves to this orientation will lose the advantage of good conditions that are offered in the future to elevate themselves. They will remain behind in evolution and must wait tens of millions of years for the coming of a new ascending wave. Well, that's all New Age stuff. However, it gets interesting. The terrible predictions of the prophet Daniel, written in the Bible, relate to the age that is opening. There will be floods, hurricanes, gigantic fires, and earthquakes that will sweep away everything. Blood will flow in abundance. There will be revolutions. I think we're having one right here in America right now. Terrible explosions will resound in numerous regions of the earth. It might be nuclear, or it may be volcanoes going off. Where there was earth, water will come. And where there was water, earth will come. God is love, yet we are dealing here with chastisement, a reply by nature against the crimes perpetrated by man since the night of time against his mother, the earth. That's New Age stuff, but it doesn't mean it's not coming. The earth will soon be swept by an extraordinary rapid wave of cosmic electricity. There's your plasma event. A few decades from now, beings who are bad and lead others astray will not be able to support their intensity.
They will thus be absorbed by cosmic fire that will consume the bad they possess. Isn't that interesting? More or less, they're going to be absorbed, vanished. Some decades will pass, however, before this fire will come that will transform the world by bringing it a new moral. The immense wave comes from cosmic space and will inundate the entire Earth. All those that attempt to oppose it will be carried off and transferred elsewhere. That's the rapture of the Bride of Christ. But to them, it's the removal of the deplorables, of Hillary's deplorables. And the odd, nasty, peculiar people called Christians. Got to get rid of them. There's something wrong with them. And so they are removed by this cosmic plasma event. And if they're removed, that's the rapture. And so we're finding more and more that what Jesus Christ said when he said, my return is going to be as lightning. See how that works? Anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting, Larry. What do you think?
Yeah, I kind of had a thought as you were talking there how that I seem to be one of those, I fit into that category of the Clintons' deplorables. So maybe that was their language for Earth getting rid of its trash, if you know what I'm saying. And by the way, I was going to mention, too, remember that old prophetic guy, that old preacher I ran into in Arkansas that had struggled with that entity over Hevner and that region?
Yes.
And that Hevner runestone. You know, he wrote a book, and I think I sent you a copy of that. I can't remember, but he claimed that he had been shown that America would be swept with a broom of fire. And he kind of thought that might have been a nuclear attack. But, you know, as I was hearing you read that, that could also include a cosmic event.
Yes. Yeah, I think we're headed for some. America is targeted, folks. We were given such great blessings in this nation, and we've now turned around and given the Lord the finger. And we have said no. And you go into Deuteronomy 28 and read the blessings. And America inherited all those blessings. But now we have inherited almost all of the curses. And it says that those curses are going to remain until we are totally destroyed. Now, if you look up what happens to Babylon, America, we are totally destroyed. No way of knowing exactly when that's going to happen, but I wanted to read some things here, Larry, from Mike from around the world. Somebody sent me a synopsis, and this is kind of interesting. Two more asteroids are coming that nobody knows about. Have you heard anything about that?
I've seen the one on September 1st. The bullet burn, if you will, but also there's a rumor that September the 22nd, I believe, there's another one. And remember, Israeli News Live had some White House data that indicated I can't remember exactly, but it seemed like there was two, and then there was going to be 3 to 5 in a group, and then there was one that's 7 to 10, and another group 30 to 40 that are stretched way out there that are coming, but we're not being told yet.
Yeah, and then in number two, it says less food will be available for us because it's being diverted to certain locations. Now, we've already seen how the states are stockpiling all kinds of food, claiming, well, that's probably for the people. I would doubt it. I would think it's probably for the comrade governors, the communist governors and whatnot that we have. They have taken over this country. They are communists from get-go, and communism is their religion. They hate you with a passion. They want you dead. So, you know, it's kind of good. Starve the people. Make them suffer. They like pain, and they like suffering. These people are evil. I was just watching
looked at a picture, I should say. These little children in school are in these little cages, these little kind of glass cages. And they're also having to wear a mask. Now, what kind of parent would send their children into such an environment? I don't understand what's going on here in America, other than a satanic led group of parents and people who are bowing their knee to the communists. I've never seen anything like it. If you're going to bow the knee to these communist comrade governors and mayors, what in the world are you folks going to do when Satan arrives? Are you going to bow down and lick his black boots? Because that's really what you're doing now. You're bowing down and licking the black boots of the communists. Larry, I just don't understand any of it. I don't understand where the militia is. I don't even understand where the people are, that they're falling for this stuff. It's a hoax. Influenza kills more people than COVID-19. Did we ever shut down for the influenza season? They have taken away everything you have. Everything. And when the second lockdown comes, it's over. Now, I don't know what the reason is for all this, other than torture and wearing masks is a form of obedience. And what's going on in our schools is despicable. It's child torture. And these people ought to be rounded up and executed for what they're doing. But it's not going to happen. But Jesus Christ will execute them in due time. And that's what they all got to worry about. That's what the deep state, global deep state, has to worry about. They think they've got this in their clutches now. They're going to win. And they're even going to defeat Jesus Christ at his return. That's what all this high technology is actually for. It's to defeat Jesus Christ at his physical return. I've never heard of such stupidity, to think that the Creator, who is Alpha and Omega, who knows the beginning from the end, could defeat, that the humanity could defeat these people, that the UN could defeat all of this.
Well, I'll tell
nuts.
You what. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Stuart, you know, I kind of laugh at them when they think AI is a big deal. And the Creator that I serve has got rocks that are smarter than AI. As a matter of fact, his rocks are so intelligent, they know exactly who to hit every time they fall, and they know who not to hit. So they need to get worried. You know, they think they got... They think they got this thing fixed. I got news for them. They ain't never seen something like smart rocks. And some of these smart rocks may be really, really bigger than they expect. And remember, Stuart, I was out praying the other day, and I can't tell people to believe this at all. A lot of people probably think this is just stupid. But I asked the Lord. I said, I'm so tired of all of this. I said, and the evil that just runs rampant. I said, Lord, have you got any more rocks up there? And I feel like he said, yep.
Yeah. I don't know. Folks, everything when it goes down past the atoms and you get into this subatomic structure and you get all the way down to what they now call fields, it's all vibration. It's all sound waves. That's all it is. Do you think he who created those waves cannot dissolve any weapons that these people think they're going to use? I mean, it's the height of absolute stupidity. Every heartbeat you take, every breath you take, every time you pick up a fork, every time you cook your food, every time you get in your car, all of this is upheld by the love of Jesus Christ.
It's just love. That's all it is. You think he can't put an end to all that? He can stop your heartbeat in a fraction of a second, and you die right there. You fall over. People do not realize whatever that the God who created the multiverse is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He has an agenda. He's working it. Like Isaiah says, I've proposed it, and who's going to disannul it? Is the UN going to disannul what I want to do? Is the space fleet going to disannul what I want to do? It is the height of absolute stupidity to think you can challenge your creator who can dissolve you in less than a split second. I don't understand any of the rationale for this at all. And I guess I never will. Like, I just can't understand the American parents sending their children into this beast system. Lock them in little cages. Make them wear masks. I've got the pictures, folks. If you love your kids, homeschool them. Teach them about the Lord. That's not going to happen either. In fact, Biden, in his introductory speech, I guess, or acceptance speech, to be the next insane president of the United States, said he's going to bring America out of the darkness and into the light. Well, what's he talking about? Just exactly what Barack Hussein Obama was talking about. The old ways don't work. Capitalism does not work. Religion, Christianity especially, does not work. None of the old family ways work. The church doesn't work anymore. We have to change it all. Luciferian, this is exactly what Joe Biden was telling the American people. He worships Lucifer, the light bearer, Antichrist. That's what this whole revolution is about. It is to introduce Lucifer, the Antichrist, and head up the world system. And you don't think for a minute that Jesus Christ can't dissolve Lucifer in a split second if he chooses to? The reason he doesn't, he's got an agenda. It's outlined in the Bible. All you got to do is read it. Anyway, back, we go on for hours on that one, Larry. He says, I'm going to jump down to a few of these things. Everyone is working at breakneck speed because of what is coming. Isn't that interesting? They've known for a long time. CIA has now moved to Denver. They're going to pack up just about everything. Libraries are being moved to high ground. They think they're going to save all this. When the real pole shift comes, what does Isaiah say? Few men are left. They are as rare as fine gold, 99.99% natural gold. Very, very rare. Very rare. So virtually everybody except the remnant is destroyed. And actually, if you read your scriptures, America Babylon, the Lord has a solution for it. He says it's gone beyond repair. You can't repair it. It's gone beyond solving it. So then he's going to destroy it with a wave of fire. The whole thing's going to be destroyed. I don't understand people that they can't get their mind around some of this stuff. Anyway, everyone is working at breakneck speed because of what is coming. Larry, that the elite, right? Underground tunnels, cities, on moon, on the Mars, everywhere they are, they're working hard to get out of the way of what's coming.
Yeah, but I was listening to John Moore and Danoon the other day, and they were saying their sources from inside, the insiders were claiming that they were real concerned. They wasn't sure those bunkers
would save them from what's coming.
No, they won't. In fact, those bunkers, so-called, will crush them to death. And a few that did survive, I think it's a Native American prophecy. You know, the people that are going to be left on the surface to watch this big display reminds me of that Armageddon movie. Remember the guy was sitting on the asteroid that they were mining or going to try to mine? And he said he wanted a seat so he could watch his own destruction. This is kind of what we're watching right now. They're going to be watching their own destruction, and they really are, folks, trying to escape the Matrix. That's what CERN is all about. That's what time travel experiments are all about. They're trying desperately to escape the Matrix. They can't. They can't. They're going to come under judgment. The Lord says, I don't care where you go. Go to Mars. I'm going to get you. Go to the moon. I'm going to get you. Go under the ocean. I'm going to get you. Go into the clefts of the rocks, the deep caves. I'm going to get you. They aren't going to escape. You don't escape God's judgment. You're going to go into judgment. Better to go into it now while you still can. Because if you wait, the judgment is forever and your fate is sealed. Paradise lost. Anyway, he says 70% of the UFOs, this is kind of interesting, are ours, Larry. Backwards engineering?
Well, matter of fact, some of the Torah codes, if you'll remember that Barry and others have ran, actually indicate that some of that is backwards engineering. And at the same time, Stan Deo's talked about how in a lot of these underground deep dumbs or whatever you want to call them, that we have literally built UFOs and other technology at the direction of the aliens, if you will.
Yeah. Yep. Speaking about that, you got some code there from Barry Rothman. Do you want to get into that a little bit?
Yeah, I can bring it up. You know, we had talked about the other day we talked about the one where he mentions U.S. space battle groups made with Nazi and alien help, and it goes into this Richard Robson, which talked about, you know, him and his father being taken to a 5-mile-long UFO near Jupiter, and that was, you know, involving a lot of groups on the ship. But after that, he did another one that I posted it today on my blog, by the way, and it's the August 20th updated version. He titled it U.S. Navy, Aliens, Hitler, Argentina, and Antarctica. And actually, Barry comments in there and says that he was aware that somebody else had literally, a lookalike, had been killed in the place of Hitler, and that Hitler was, by submarine, taken to safety in Argentina, and he thought he had probably died there. However, the code that he just unlocked seems to indicate Hitler left Argentina at a later date and actually went to an alien base in Antarctica. But here's the code. I'll read it and get your reply on what you think. Mm-hmm. Number one, Antarctica. Number two, UFO. Number three, Hitler. Number four, Nordics. Number five, Nephilim. Number six, chiefs or generals. Number seven, from the sky. Number eight, pole. Number nine, foreigners. So you've got nine in the matrix, and it's a very unique matrix. It seems to be bringing more and more data out, tying in ancient technology, pre-Hitler and during Hitler and after Hitler and all the way to Antarctica, and probably dovetailing right back into Project Paperclip.
Yeah, they have found something. I mean, basically, the military's taken over Antarctica. they definitely have found something. I know Linda Moulton Howe claimed that they've uncovered huge, huge underground facilities, all kinds of hieroglyphics there. And obviously they'll have to decode them. Reminds me of Stargate, the movie Stargate, where they found out that what was on the gate itself was actually constellations, and you dialed up to go somewhere. And this is based, I think, on real technology, real findings. In fact, I saw a picture, I don't know who sent it to me, maybe you did, of it's an old kind of a brownish, it's old, you know, and not black and white, but kind of that old style. And it's a fellow, old man, right beside a Stargate that they took a picture of, claiming it's real. Folks, you have no idea what is really going on all around the world, and oddities and paranormal sightings are increasing rapidly. I don't know what else you got, Larry. Now, you said something about Glacierson.
Well, I was going to mention, Stuart, when you opened that door there about Stargates, I was going to tell you that I had some sources years ago before my computer got attacked. That had sent me photographs and stuff out of Iraq when we invaded Iraq, and it was showing in some images of, I guess you could call them mercenaries or special groups like, what's that one, you know, that serves all over the world? I can't remember the name of Blackwater. Specialized groups like that were literally going into underground bunkers and stuff, you know, at the ziggurat site in Iraq, in Baghdad, Babylon, Iraq, in that region, to go into the ziggurat. And they were bringing, they actually took out one Stargate, the technology of a single Stargate from Saddam Hussein's bunkers, and they flew it out, and these were the Blackwater mercenaries doing it. I saw some images of it, and they had stuff like boxcars or trains, like you would have, that were being flown out by these giant helicopters. And also there was reports that they actually took out something that looked like sarcophaguses or tombs out of there and flew them out, and supposedly they were brought to America, but we don't know where and we don't know when. But all of this dovetails, all of this is going on, and the American people basically have zero knowledge of any of this.
Yeah, they don't want to know. I've come to the conclusion these people really do not want to know. The Bible's very, very clear. If you're a coward or you're fearful, you will not enter heaven. You just won't. And there's a reason why the Bible says that. Anyway, before we run out of time here, we've got two what appear to be tropical storms, but now are they saying these are going to be hurricanes before they hit down in Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, and Florida, Panhandle of Florida? What not?
Well,
what's going on with
really
that?
Strange. Yeah, I've been following BPEarthwatch.com and others that have been really warning about this setup, the way this is all setting up, and their tropical systems at the present time. I think it's tropical system 13 and the other one's 14, and they appear to be coming up towards, the lower one is coming up towards the Gulf of Mexico, towards Texas. The other one seems to be coming, swinging towards the left side of Florida. But there's something really interesting came out today, and I wanted to mention it and get your opinion. I'm going to post it tomorrow. It's BPEarthwatch.com. They're talking about the Fujiwara effect. It's a Japanese scientist that have really clicked onto this thing. And they're trying to warn that we're in a lull in the sun activity, which we are, and at the very moment, and it's affecting our magnetosphere. And they're saying that this is very
troublesome because if you have a binary low pressure areas, plural, in other words, two, and that's what we've got, and they're approaching the Gulf of Mexico, you know, one out of the Caribbean and one out of the Gulf area off of Mexico, and they're saying the warning basically is this, that the two cyclones may merge if they come within the 800 or 1,200 mile range of each other. That's what the Japanese call the Fujiwara effect, and they say that if this happens, it'll be almost like, you remember what it looked like on the day after tomorrow when those systems begin to combine, they turn into a monster, and they're claiming that we need to really be on watch for this because this could just suddenly be up on us. So I just wanted to bring that up, but these two systems are coming in, and there does appear to be a lot of warnings that these may really be not a good thing.
Yeah, they're building. I mean, I know they said they thought they would turn into hurricanes. And, you know, America's under judgment, folks. That's it. He's gonna pound us again. Here's another headline. Nearly 11,000 lightning strikes spark over 350 California fires. The lightning plasma, again, is increasing everywhere. And these lightning strokes are getting really, really nasty. At the same time that's going on, 12 rockets fired at Israel, 32 explosive balloons intercepted, 42 fires, and 3 IDF airstrikes. Larry, they are constantly under trouble.
Yeah, that's getting really serious over there. And at the same time, by the way, the UN has declined, and even our allies now have declined, to snap back the sanctions against Iran. They're standing with Iran against the USA. The USA, or should I say, Trump is alone.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Here's another headline. Over 100,000 Chinese evacuated as floods continue pressuring Three Gorges Dam. All 10 spillways have been opened up, and more heavy rains are on the way. Larry, there's a prophecy about when that thing collapses, it begins, I guess, pretty much, right?
Yeah, that
not
prophecy...
Not that it hasn't begun already.
Yeah, that prophecy Standale talked about, it seems to indicate that if that Three Gorges Dam goes, if it gives way, and I saw reports today that are indicating it's beginning to show cracks in it. It's beginning to move a little bit.
Yes.
And
yep.
If that's true, and if it goes, the Moirai prophecy is that that is the sign that you better get ready for the super volcano named Taupo to explode. And also fireballs falling from the sky.
Yep, yeah. We're hitting into something. And one of the reasons I think we can be very suspicious, Club of Rome. Now, this is all United Nations. Listen to this one. Planetary emergency plan declared. They're declaring a global emergency. Now, this is all part of the UN 2030, you know, their plans for taking over the world. Anyway, it says, we invite nations to discuss the case for a planetary emergency plan. We propose such a plan be founded on the urgent need to have greenhouse gas emissions by 2030, and to reach carbon neutrality by 2050. That's the UN Agenda 21-30-50. And now they're calling it an emergency. So this is the fourth beast of Daniel rising up right in front of our faces. And anyway, I don't know. What do you think, Larry? It's moving so fast.
Yeah, that's one thing. Standale, he came on and was really talking today on I watched a video of him on Patreon, and I'll just give you some notes here from it. He said, we're in unprecedented times. He says Mohammed bin Salman and Saudi Arabia are the linchpin for Trump's peace treaty in the Middle East, and also, which seems to be moving into place. And he said also that there's a move on for the third temple in progress, and indicated that he's receiving reports that they're already preparing in Israel the showbread. And so he said they may not even, you know, they may have another place they're going to actually do, you know, the temple thing, or he said they could really just go out in the open and set up, you know, tents and set it up that way. But he said they're about to do something over there. He said this is really incredible. But he did also warn, he said, war is very close.
Yeah, and speaking about setting up, I was reading an article where they have several red heifers, which are part of the purification process they have to go through. It's a ritual. But anyway, that the I think the rabbi who examined them said he only found two or three hairs that would probably go red in the very near future. So they probably do have the red heifer. And they sacrifice the heifer, and then they use the ashes for purification. It's quite a ritual. Here's one to maybe talk about, Larry. God's messenger. Meteor to strike after October 31st, prompting subsequent nuclear strikes on 27 major cities and states. And he's got a list. Washington, Alabama, Nebraska, Illinois, Chicago, Birmingham, Louisiana, New York, Florida, New. And this reminds me of a vision from a long time ago about nuclear strikes, and actually, I guess one could say meteor strike. And then let's close with this one. 27 evangelicals warn against politicizing coronavirus, urge Christians to take the vaccine. Here you got your evangelicals already thrown in with deep state, global deep state, and Antichrist. It's amazing the apostasy that we're watching and seeing develop. They have, how do I word this? If you do any kind of research, you're going to find out what is actually going on. And evidently these people, somebody told me, maybe it was Patty that told me, they got a huge bonus, I guess you could call it, or payout from this stimulus stuff. Maybe that's how they bought them. And that is no different, folks, than those preachers, teachers, and evangelists that are working with Homeland Security to go into the FEMA camps after they've turned you in to comfort you. Total treason. Treason against Jesus Christ. Treason against their own parishioners. Here's another one. Saudis to allow the UAE Israel overflight. Maybe that dovetails into what you saw, Larry, or what Stan was talking about. If Saudi Arabia is now allowing this, maybe they're going to go in. What do you think?
I don't know, but we've really got some shocking information starting to slip out that there may be a super lockdown coming about September the 1st. Maybe, maybe not, but there's also, you know, matter of fact, Hungary and the European, some countries are telling their citizens, don't be out of the country September the 1st, and if you're out of the country, be back home by then. Plus, there's a covert intel report, very strange rumor circulating in New York financial markets today, Friday, August 21st, talking about some financial troubles, maybe a shutdown on August 31st involving global transactions.
Wow. They're getting ready for something, folks. Hunker down. Better put on your seatbelt. We're on a roller coaster, and it's going to be really something to watch. Just pray that the Lord will protect you and take you under his wings, because without it, you're not going to get through this. There's just no way. People are starving to death in our cities. people are panic-stricken. They're fearful, and it's just too bad. Anyway, thanks a lot, everyone, for listening. Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And if anything breaks, we'll certainly do a flash update. Anyway, thanks a lot. Take care. Heads up. Hope you're prepared.